patient name, first name is Suichi, spelled S-H-U-I-C-H-I, last name Wada, W-A-D-A. Date of birth is February 20th of 1947. Date of service, 7/31 of 2025. This is a 78-year-old male patient. He is here today because he cut his thumb, right thumb. However, he did that last Saturday, which is now 5 days ago. He wanted us to take a look at it just to see if everything was healing up well. There was no deep laceration. In fact, it's more of an abrasion. He was wanting for us to take a look at that. We continued with the exam today, and he subsequently told me that he fainted while on the golf course approximately 2 months ago. He thought it was heat exhaustion, and he did admit to me that he was drinking alcohol at the time, but he was taken into the ambulance. Paramedics had come, and he recovered fine. He did not spend any overnight stays in the hospital. Period in a paragraph. Patient then further tells me that at night when he tries to sleep, he has to get up throughout the night and urinate. Period in a paragraph. So we will try to address all those issues today. As far as the abrasion to the thumb, it's really unremarkable. I've cleaned it up with some hydrogen peroxide, and we've bandaged it. It doesn't there's no real laceration. It does not require any suturing. Period in a paragraph. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. He seems to be living an active lifestyle. Review of systems was done, and nothing else has been identified to address today other than what is mentioned in the chief complaint. Vital signs, blood pressure 142 over 74, pulse 76, respirations 18, temperature 97.8, O2 sat 99%, period in a paragraph. Medications all reviewed in the chart. Non-smoker, off and on, drinks socially, period in a paragraph. Denies any surgeries. Allergies, no known drug allergies, period in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses, or lymphadenopathy. Heart is normal rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal breathing pattern is observed. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Extremities, he has plus 5 muscle strength in all extremities. There is no lower extremity edema. Period, new paragraph. However, due to him discussing the frequent urination at night, we did several ultrasounds. The first one was for the prostate, and coincidentally, we did find a very small 0.5 centimeter tumor in the prostate. We will refer him to urology for that. Period, new paragraph. We did a echo of his heart. His ejection fraction was 58%. This was done because of that fainting episode several months ago. He's recently been feeling well. Period, new paragraph. So assessment and planned syncopal episode. We did the echo. EF is 58%. The laceration, we bandaged and dressed that wound. It's more of an abrasion. And benign prostatic hyperplasia with frequent urination. We've started him on Flomax 0.5 milligram on a daily basis. He's going to monitor symptoms for that and return to clinic if it doesn't resolve his frequent urination. Also, for the prostatic small tumor, we've referred him to urology. Patient can return to clinic as needed.